Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM, time once again for Town Talk. Today speaking with Treasurer Manuela Batavagna. So we want to talk about something that people may have heard about in general, but not often discussed here, and that is tax sales. You've got a few tax sales coming up very soon then.
Yes, we do. Tax sales are something that happen usually about once a year, sometimes a little bit longer in between. It was definitely longer with COVID because everything was put on hold with the emergency measures that the province had put out. But now on October 19th, we are expecting to be holding a tax sale.
Okay, so this is the municipality selling properties that were seized for not paying taxes. Is that the basic idea?
That's the basic idea, yeah. If a property is in arrears of their taxes for two or more years, the municipality has the opportunity to start tax sale proceedings. So we put a lien on the property, and then at that point, there's a 365-day period in which anybody can come in and pay off the taxes, not necessarily the owner, but usually is the owner, for that 365-day period. And if that doesn't happen, then it proceeds to a tax sale.
We're not going to identify all the properties that are up for tax sale at this point, but you can confirm that there are several that are up for tax sale?
There are several properties at the moment. So like I said, they still have that 365-day period that they can come in and pay their taxes off in full. So actually right up until the date of sale and the time of sale, they can come in and pay off their taxes and stop the proceedings. So we do have to identify them so people know what they're going to be bidding on, but we do that 4 weeks prior to the tax sale. So the sale itself is scheduled to be held on October 19th. So on September 21st, we will start advertising the tax sale, and then people can get more information at that time.
All right. So how does the process work for people who are interested? What do they do to find out about these properties, and what do they do to put in a bid?
We will be advertising at several locations, so most prominently on our own website at wawa.cc. I believe that Jam FM will also be having a link to that website as well. There should be a poster at the library, possibly at the post office, that has information. The listing on our website will include the addresses of the properties that are being sold. And at that point, if there's a property that any person is interested in, they can come into the municipality and for a fee obtain a copy of the tender package, and it will explain to them how to go about putting in a tender, what's required of them before, during, and after the sale.
All right. And is it essentially anybody who could put in a tender then?
Anybody can put in a tender. The package itself, there will be a minimum requirement. So the package itself will identify the minimum tender amount for each of the properties and how to go about putting in a tender. All of the tenders will be open at the same time. It'll be a public opening on October 19th, usually about 3 p.m.
Then at that point, whichever is the best tender for that respective property would be awarded it automatically?
That's right.
All right. And again, you mentioned the 19th is the date of the sale, so if somebody, the property owner usually, pays off those taxes October 18th, then you would essentially just disregard the tenders for that property?
That sale would be canceled and those tenders would not be open and the tenders would be returned to the people that had submitted them.
Makes a lot of sense. It's no longer on the market, so you're not going to look at what people were offering.
Yep.
All right.
There's a down payment that comes along with the tender, so all of that would be returned to the person.
So what's the
place the bid?
What's the general purpose of tax sales? Why are they held?
So the Municipal Act requires us to collect taxes, and that's one of the ways the Act allows us to collect the taxes. They're outstanding taxes. If I don't pay my taxes, then somebody has to cover that loss. So all other taxes will cover that loss in the following years because there will be a decrease for this year. So those bad debts are accounted for in the following year's budget.
Okay, so selling the property is a way to try and recoup some of that.
Recoup some of those losses and lessen the burden on the other taxpayers.
Is there anything else you want to make sure people understand about tax sales as this approaches?
If anybody has questions, they should contact me. They can call me at the municipality or they can reach out to me in an email. I can leave that contact information is on our website at wawa.cc. website. And any questions anybody has, I'd be happy to answer and help them along if they're interested. Either way, if they're the property owner and they'd like to try to remedy their situation, or if there's someone that wants to put in a bid, I'd be more than happy to help out.
Once again, that is Manuela Batavagna, the treasurer from the municipality of Wawa, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.